Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
If you're this upset about it, go move in New York. All that shit happens 24 hours a day, yeah. All the time anyway.
And yeah.
Just
and
stop living in this podunk St. Louis city and fucking get the fuck out of here.
Your assessment that half of the world is awake. China is awake right now. China is doing business right now. China's at work. We can do some fucking business with China. We don't have to worry about time business. People are making deals with China.
In the chat, who wants to golf at midnight? Nobody. So why do we need employees at the golf course?
You put up lights. You put up lights at the golf course.
Who's paying for the lights?
The people.
And who actually wants to go golf at midnight?
You know what? I would like to go to the Wisconsin.
You know who would want to golf at midnight? The people who are up at night. You know why you don't golf at midnight now? Because you're in bed.
I'm rarely in bed by midnight.
And golf courses aren't open at midnight.
Absolutely.
So, Travis,
yeah,
we keep everything open 24 hours a day.
Nah.
So, I gotta say, it's funny that you chose to play that clip this week.
Oh, it's funny?
Well, hey, because I was pretty fired up on that one. And I mean,
are you fired up this week, drunk?
I mean, I still have strong opinions of how stupid it is, but that's one of the few episodes that my lady listened to, and she is in 100% agreement with you.
She agrees with me.
Oh, she is 1,000% on your side.
She's right.
No, I gotta keep telling her how wrong she is.
Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my good friend, the king of pranks, albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
It's me. Hello.
And our esteemed good pal, handsome as ever, Drunkard STL on the Twitter.
Man, I got esteemed this time. Woo.
Guys, phone number to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. I want to talk to you guys. I've been thinking.
Found yourself a little extra time.
Travis, that Elon Musk guy.
Yeah.
What he's been doing.
He's going to be able to read my brain.
What he's been doing, Travis, is he's been digging holes. And he has miles and miles and miles of tunnels way below the earth. And, like, cities just keep saying, go ahead, Elon, dig. And like, nobody owns under the ground. Nobody owns it. It's just there. It's just under the ground. You own your ground. But you don't own under your ground. It's like
my ground goes pretty deep, though.
I mean, it's like a helicopter can fly over your house and you can't do shit about it because it's up there. You don't own up there. Underground real estate is what we need. Underground.
That's where I got my bomb shelter. That's where my nuclear bomb bunker is.
So Elon, he digs all these holes, right? And what if he says, you know what, the Hyperloop, the fast trek from Baltimore to Washington, D.C., which, by the way, Baltimore is shitty, isn't it? Isn't Baltimore a bad place?
And, like, you could literally hop, skip, and jump from Washington to Baltimore.
That's where The Wire was set.
And The Wire was all about how shitty Baltimore is, isn't it?
Yeah, like,
wasn't that the whole point of the show? It was like, hey, guys, Baltimore sucks.
Yeah, even their professional football players commit murder.
I'm pretty sure that show Homicide was based in Baltimore, too.
I think it was, right? Show's great, by the way.
Homicide, Life on the Streets.
Guys, I'm telling you, if you get it, I have all the seasons of Homicide on DVD.
Oh, you got to watch that Robin Williams episode.
The Robin Williams one?
Yep.
I'll tell you what, that Andre Brower, he's a comedic actor now. That guy's intense as fuck, Travis.
That guy's my jam, and he was also on a show with Scott Bakula and Ray Romano called Men of a Certain Age on TNT, which was amazing, and he was great in that.
And then the other guy, he moved to New York and went on Law and Order. So
he has miles and miles and miles of tunnels under the ground, and he just says, making them into apartments. Like, who could do anything about it? Who could say, no, Elon, you can't? Because,
At this point,
they don't own that. It's just under the ground.
Elon Musk can do whatever the fuck he wants, can't he?
Yeah, people don't tend to tell Elon Musk to stop doing things.
I mean, I wouldn't.
So, no. Australia sent letters to like 260 people, and they said, hey, like, we're digging shit under your house, and you can't do shit about it. We're not giving you any money. We're just letting you know. If you hear drilling, that's us. And we're underneath you, and fuck you.
That's eminent domain, baby.
Right. It's just under the ground, Travis.
And in Australia, I'm sure it's nice under the ground because, you know, it's like a million degrees outside of the ground.
Right. Like, you go down a few layers. I mean, like, you know, they'll figure it out. They'll make sure that, like, you're nice and safe and you got air and stuff. And, like, there's elevators that you can come up and go shopping.
In every single, like, future movie where people live under the ground, it's never a luxury to live under the ground. Like, think about what Demolition Man. Weren't all of like the crazy rebel people living under the ground? Weren't if you look at that Dragon movie that had Matthew McConaughey and Christian Bale in it, all those people were living under the ground.
Well,
so
they were living under the ground so that the dragons wouldn't eat them.
Right.
Total Recall. The mutants lived under the ground.
No, but I'm
right.
talking
like,
about
nobody wants to live underground.
Well, I mean, like nobody wants to live like on the 800th floor, but you know, like there's only so much like ground level shit.
I feel like they do though, because people like to look down at
I was about to say the penthouse
like,
is usually on the tippy top.
Yeah, the most expensive floor is always the top floor, so you can be like, ha ha ha, look at how high I am. And the people who are underground, that's like where the Fantastic Four's first nemesis came from, was the Mole Man and the Mole People came from under the ground.
See, but you're looking at it negatively, Travis.
Like, yeah, I'm looking at it based on all the evidence we've been presenting in the last 100 years.
No, I mean, you see it in movies and you think, oh, mole people. But I'm talking about, like, you know, good shit. Like, the. I mean, we have the technology that we could get airflow down there
I don't
just
know.
Fine.
Me personally, I think I'd feel a little bit claustrophobic.
Well, yeah, me too.
These are cheap. I mean,
like, we can't even put skylights in here because somebody's goddamn house is right on top of us.
So whose house?
I don't know. Whoever's house Australia is digging under.
They're probably making like subways or something.
I would think so, because I can't imagine they want anybody living in the subground of Australia, because from everything I hear about Australia is there's 7,000 different creatures that will murder you if you're not like in a city.
Since 2016, that guy's just been digging fucking holes, Travis, and making tunnels and... Like, nobody says anything to him. They're just like, okay, go for it. Like, dig under my house. I mean, you're down low enough that I don't even know you're there. And shouldn't we care? What's he hiding down there?
And with all those creatures, I'd still totally like to visit there.
The Hyperloop?
Yeah, I mean, you'd be fine if you stayed in the proper areas.
Or even the Outback. Fuck it. Who cares?
Travis. I thought of a new game, and it's just one round. I want to play it with you and Drunk.
Do we got to flush this out, or?
What happened was...
you're going to try to trick us again? No,
well, yeah, kind of. Travis, I went and saw a movie film yesterday with m'lady.
Yeah?
We went and saw the new Quentin Tarantino movie.
Oh, I'm excited to see that motion picture.
So you gave points to somebody else, you bet.
Don't spoiler it for me, okay?
Travis, the movie's 2 hours and 40 minutes. It's a long movie.
Isn't that what they're all going to now?
That's typical, yeah. They just released the fact that It Chapter 2 is going to be like 2 hours and 50 minutes.
Travis, I won't spoil anything for you, but I will tell you that they could have cut 45 minutes out of that movie. Easy.
Remember the movie Dirty Work? 70 minutes.
There is.
That's a long TV show. That's what that is.
There is a whole lot of guys driving around in cars changing radio stations.
Well, if you've seen like the last three Quentin Tarantino movies, there's a lot of atmosphere. Like most of those movies could be. They actually just took The Hateful Eight and extended it and cut it into like two parts and put it on Netflix because he felt that he needed to add more to
it. Isn't the Django kind of long too?
Django is, yeah.
They're all long. This one just has a lot of stuff that like you didn't really need. Just long drives where he changes the radio station multiple times. And you're sitting there and you're going, Brad, I mean, we don't need to see the whole drive. I mean, like, we know you're driving. We know you're arriving somewhere. Cut out all that middle stuff. Just fine. It's just fine. So, Travis, before the movie.
I thought we were playing a game here.
Yeah, I'm getting to it, Trump. Before the movie, there was a 30-second commercial for a product. And I have two clips from this commercial. One is 6 seconds. One is 4 seconds. I'm playing you a third of the commercial. And I want you guys to hear these two clips and tell me what this is a commercial for.
I bet Travis already knows because he goes and watches movies.
Travis, have you seen this commercial?
Our commercials are probably different.
When the hot sun hits your ice cream, lick fast like a cookie dough ninja.
Okay, cookie dough ninja, right? Here's another clip from this commercial.
It all adds up. Don't you love math? So get here ASAP because tasty deals in summer go fast.
So that's a cell phone commercial.
You think it's cell phones? She said tasty deals and licking ice cream, Travis.
Yeah, it's a cell phone.
What makes you think it's cell phones?
Just because the voice, the way she's trying to sell it, all cell phone commercials, unless they star that Trader Paul, sound similar to that.
That guy sucks.
That guy sucks so bad. I hate that.
I might know this one.
Oh, yeah, Adron?
Would it be Sonic?
Sonic the drive-thru?
Drive-in, yes.
Guys, it's neither of those. It's
when the hot sun hits your ice cream, lick fast like a cookie dough ninja. Apply that same speed to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. For the first time ever, get 20.
What is this bitch talking about ice cream for? You're selling trucks.
I was thrown for a loop because I would have guessed auto, except when I watch movies, there's always a Chevy commercial first. Literally, for the last like 7 years. The first thing that happens after they play the little promo about their CinemaScope or their whatever digital system they have in there, it immediately follows a Chevy commercial, never Ford.
Yeah, it's weird that there were Chevy and Ford commercials before you think that they would be tainted. They'd say,
"Oh,
no, we don't want to give you our money. You already took Ford's money. They don't give a shit."
Which Chevy commercial did they play? Was it the one where they put the red car in the middle of the street and they have people walk by it and comment on it? And
all those people lusting for that car.
Oh, they're like, ooh, I'd be the hot mom if I drove this.
Yeah. Oh, look at the curves on this car. Oh, I totally fucked this car.
It's got a mean face on it, too.
Oh, it's like an angry face. Ooh, yeah.
And then that smarmy.
Ooh, that's sharp. There's that one guy that bothers me about that commercial so much. He's like walking away with his group of people and he like turns around and starts walking back. Backwards and kind of nods and says, that's sharp. Like he knew that he was doing the exact right thing to get more time in the commercial. I just want to punch that guy in the face.
And then that smarmy Chevy guy comes out at the end and says, it speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Oh, like, no, it doesn't. A whole bunch of people just said a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Right. It's got to be a silent commercial if you're going to say it speaks for itself, asshole.
I like how like they kind of angled it to get rid of that guy. Like, he isn't just hovering around the whole fucking time. But then they got to stick him in at the end, I guess, because they already paid him.
Yeah.
Like, we got to get that shithead back in here again. Yeah.
It's not him sitting in the cab of the vehicle with the person or him, like, forcing, look at this vehicle I just unveiled. Look at it.
So what are you going to put in this compartment? There's a special compartment in here. What are you going to put in it?
Oh, I could put my popcorn in there.
Oh, your popcorn?
Oh, you like popcorn, do you, little girl?
Do you want to go get in your old shitty car with your dad? I hate that guy.
Well, I mean, I feel like him and Paul should jump in a Chevy and drive off a cliff with Thelma and Louise.
Almost all of them have one now, because doesn't Toyota have Jan or whatever? She gets on my nerves, too.
Jan sells Toyotas?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm familiar with Jan, drunk. I guess she hasn't entered my sphere yet.
If you're not Flo from Progressive,
she's been doing it for
out.
Like 3 years now, though. So,
I mean, I guess if you would have told me that those Sonic guys were the same guys the whole time, I wouldn't have believed you either until like we investigated.
What?
I love those
I just
guys.
Thought they just got two guys. I didn't know it was the same fucking guys all the time.
I love those Sonic guys. I love those commercials.
I like the one guy, the dark-haired guy, the blonde.
You don't like
guy.
The redhead? The dark-haired guy is the straight man. The other guy is like the kooky one. I like him.
Right.
So he was in last season of Easy, that Netflix show that has Marc Maron on it.
So this prairie dog real estate, Travis, like we dig holes and we take a Casper mattress down there.
Casper.
Well, the Casper.
This is a Lisa show. I'm sorry.
They come all like folded up, right?
Sattva. I heard Sattva is better.
In the size of a small refrigerator box.
Right. We can get those down there and then inflate them once we get them or set them loose or whatever it is you fucking do. And we get a little lamp and a nice mountable television. And there you go. We sell people tunnel houses.
Yeah, this is your studio apartment, and you can just piss and shit on the floor because it's dirt.
Guess we'd have to get plumbing figured out.
It'll decompose on its own.
That's right.
Just bury it.
Just little bugs and shit that'll take care of it for you.
Dig a deeper hole that you can piss into that just like goes into the core of the earth and burns up.
Well, I believe that's where our ambient heat will come from, right? Like, we won't need to heat it because the core of the earth will be your heater.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be able to regulate it, Travis, but, you know, there'll be some filters or something. We'll figure
it out. Gotta be something. There'd be a lot of carbon dioxide buildup down there.
Right. And, I mean, like, you know, gravity will take care of, like, it'll be like an airplane toilet, right? You know what I'm saying?
Don't they shoot those balls out into the ocean, though?
Travis, this Quentin Tarantino movie, Travis.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
It's so long, Travis. It's so long.
Did you take a pee-pee in the middle?
They all are, though. Like, the Hateful Eight was the same way. Like, it took, the first time I watched that, I saw it on Blu-ray and turned it up loud or whatever. That took, like, a whole afternoon to watch that movie.
Well,
it was really good, but it was like, it's got no rewatchability because you got to set aside 4 hours.
Aren't all the new Marvel movies at least 2+ hours?
Yeah, but I mean, there's shit going on.
Like 2:10.
I mean, there's shit going on. I mean, this is.
But still, you remember when late 90s Independence Day came out? That was a 2.5 hour movie, and everybody lost their mind because, oh my God, it's a 2.5 hour fucking movie.
But, I mean, the whole time they're running around shooting aliens and shit. This is a whole lot of Quentin dialogue and driving around in cars.
A lot of ambiance. A lot of, hey, look, we're in the 70s.
And you're like, all right. Get to it. I know some shit's going down. Let's make it happen. And it just never does, Travis. And you just sit there.
Well, what else are you going to do with your day?
That's true. What am I going to do? It's just like watching people do things.
Listen.
All you're going to do is go home and watch 2.5 hours of Netflix anyway. So.
I was going to say, listen, I'm spending 2 hours a night of my life watching The Office for like the fourth time through. I can probably spend 3 hours watching a Quentin Tarantino movie. For the first time.
Watching Brad Pitt drive around a car.
Mike's just upset because he had that baby bladder and had to go pee-pee 2 times in the middle of the movie.
Hey, listen to me. I'm getting to be an old man, and I can barely make it through a 2-hour movie as well. Like, I really have to. I have to stop drinking shit for like an hour before the movie. I have to pee before I leave the house. I have to pee before I get my snacks. And then I have to not think about it for the entire movie, because if I think about it, I'll feel like I have to pee, even if I don't.
You got to bring like a Relief 20-ounce bottle.
Like a Big Mouth 1 liter?
Yeah. Yeah, get you a Gatorade jug. Get you a Gatorade jug.
Yeah, like a Gatorade jug. You gotta go check. You gotta go check some out.
I think he does. I thought I heard his wife give a little moan for a second, but I don't know.
Jesus Christ!
Mike's gonna have to do the one ear headphone from now on.
He's got his like catcher's glove at the ready. His like hockey glove at the ready, like to like so the dog doesn't bite his arm. It bites the glove that he's wearing, so he can like throw it into its cage.
I go buy the fucker toys, and immediately rips them.
And toys aren't cheap, by the way.
Just as soon as I get them, just rips them to pieces. Just a big pile of plastic.
Well, that's why you got it. You have to make like a, you and your wife have to go on journeys. Like this is what the deal is. It's like you have to start going to carnivals and claw machines so you can have a nice night out and then also bring home a bunch of stuffed animals for the dog to tear apart.
Just it's like stuffing everywhere, pieces of tennis balls.
Welcome to the next 12 years of your life, buddy.
Just it's never ending.
Yeah, get him a Kong. You know those things that not even the gorillas can break.
Oh,
if you got a local feed, so we have a local like seed, grass seed / fertilizer store. Then they also have like a lot of like dog feed and toys and shit like that. You got to get one of those like giant cow knuckle bone. Like, you know, it looks like a comical bone that you would see like a little dog carrying around. Look at that fucker. It would take that dog forever to turn that apart.
Yeah, I need to go to busy garage sales and just like look for sturdy things to put in her mouth.
You just go to the free box that they have at the end of their driveway that like, says take it and just bring all of it home for your dog to chew up.
You got any logs?
So has she got
a printer that doesn't work anymore?
Any of you or your wife's shoes?
Yeah. Well, she goes for them. Take them away from her and say no. That is, if they're not on our feet. If they are on our feet, then we go ow.
And then I had a buddy whose dog went after his lady's underpants like all the time.
She goes for Laura's socks. She never goes for my socks. She always goes for Laura's socks.
Oh, I have a cat that likes to, if we're away from the house too long, the cat always seems to find my wife's like soft slippers. Like, no, she's got like four pair of them. And when we come home, there's always like one of each of them either on the stairs or upstairs.
Yeah. We only have a month to take her back, Travis, and with it, that's the days are.
Ooh, it's closing in.
That ship has sailed, hasn't it?
Like it's a matter of days.
That dog's already imprinted on your household. That dog ain't going nowhere.
She hasn't made it.
Yeah, you've already taken like Instagram pictures and.
Oh, there's Instagram pictures of the cat. Drone. The cat's fucking gone. That cat is fucking gone, man. So
we take a break.
We take a break. I go make sure that my wife is not being brutally attacked by the dog.
I'll smoke a cigarette.
Drunk's gonna smoke a cigarette.
I'll top off this drink.
There's a lot to
talk. Travis is gonna go get another four fingers.
There was a big development, Travis. There was a big news story on a subject that I love.
Oh, I think I know where you're headed here on this one. I
mean, LL Cool J's back?
One of my favorite.
I believe it's Katy Perry, right?
One of my favorite things. Oh, there was another one. I think there's just going to be new ones all the time. I worry that we do it, we talk about it too much.
Nah.
I mean, like, Travis, I want to give the people what they want, but
you know, we used to talk about it. There wasn't one so often, and Travis, now it's like, bam, bam, bam.
I love music lawsuits, Travis. Love them.
Nah.
And there was one in the news this week. You know, we're gonna talk about it when we come back, guys.
I wipe as best I can, but there's always more.
Beep. It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the fact that the dog fighting is both illegal and morally reprehensible. Strangelabel.com.
Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
The Lion King finished with $352 million. To put that into perspective, Spider-Man has been out 2 weeks longer and still hasn't made that much.
I had all but counted the po' boys out, but the 55% Metacritic wasn't the death rattle I thought it was. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood also performed well its opening weekend, with a $41 million opening and an 85% Metacritic, so it'll outperform Men in Black. Looks like a photo finish this season.
I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
It's time once again for the Hollywood Beat with your inside source, Drunk. This week, Drunk talks to Jason Statham about his new film, Hobbs and Shaw, in theaters this weekend.
Shaw killed Hobbs. Why is he everybody's friend now?
Shaw is a guy who has very sort of strong principles, but he's not a bad guy.
Wrong. He murdered Han and blew up Vin Diesel's house. He is a bad guy.
Does that make him a bad guy? No.
Yes. You should come by the 100 Acre Wood. See the gang. They'd love to see you. We get together every Friday.
It's clear that this whole thing is going to be a charade. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Well, in the age of conversation, I guess I got the gift to gab. But when you shine your spotlight on me, my little microphone turns to sound. I've killed little baby rabbits, I've killed microscopic crabs, but I never killed a feeling like the one you and me had. Now did you see where my love went? Because it ain't here in my hand. You need to drag that doll in between your legs. I couldn't bear another needy man. Friends in Kansas City with a motherfucking full-time couch. If that's how you wanna play it, I'm drinking in the dark because my battery's all ran out. All you gotta do is say it before.
Guys, welcome back. Phone numbers, contact the show, 636-487. Hand or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, have you seen all the hubbub about Woodstock?
Oh yeah, there was. I heard the other day on the morning radio that there's like two or three bands that like backed out of it. They're like, we're not doing that.
So it was in New York, and the venue bailed on the venue. They were like, dude, this venue blows.
Were they trying to have it at the same place that they always had it?
I don't think so. So then they moved it to like a amphitheater in like Maryland. And like Jay-Z and John Fogerty were like, dude, we're not going to fucking Maryland. And so they backed out, which I think were like the two headliners. And so then they were like, well, I mean, if we're moving to Maryland and there's no Jay-Z, I guess we'll release everybody else from their contract. And like, if they just want to come, they can. And so that was like yesterday, and Miley Cyrus and Santana and the Lumineers and the Raconteurs, they were all like, yeah, no, we're not going to go. So they've already said, yeah, we're not going to go. And the venue that they moved it to in Maryland already has a Smashing Pumpkins and Liam Gallagher concert scheduled for the same weekend. So, like, is Woodstock canceled? Is the Smashing Pumpkins canceled? They're selling tickets to both. So, are the Smashing Pumpkins and Liam Gallagher just going to be in Woodstock now? So now they're saying, oh, well, it might just be free. And that is if anybody comes.
So I have a question. Are these the same people that, or at least the same organization that has booked Woodstock in the past? Or is this a new people who have licensed the name?
I think some people are involved. I don't know, though.
It seems like from everything I've heard, this is shaping up to be another Fire Festival.
Oh, this sounds
Netflix and Hulu. I mean, like,
the concert's in a month. It's like next month, and all of the bands have dropped out pretty much.
God, I can't wait to watch Twitter and Instagram and see all the people taking pictures of their cheese sandwiches and their fucking.
I mean, I guess like maybe people will just show up. There's other bands that haven't official, like The Killers and Imagine Dragons and Halsey and Robert Plant and Cage the Elephant.
To be fair, this is exactly what happened with Wayne Stock in Wayne's World 2, right? Like he just put on the show hoping the bands would show up.
Yeah, he like sent them all letters. I was like, hey, could you come? And they just never heard him. And then just they all showed up.
Yeah, and then Aerosmith was just like there.
I mean, like, I guess by that, we could just go ahead and have like our own festival and just like send out a bunch of letters and hope people come. I mean, like, I could send letters to Canned Heat, Travis. Be like, hey, Canned Heat.
Oh, it'd be really, let's get Kaja Gugu.
It'd be really great if you came to DubFodCon.
Or with that K-pop band.
We have a karaoke machine.
Let's get that K-pop band. Let's get Toto.
Oh, we got to get Toto, Travis.
Yeah, Toto is definitely something that's got to be booked on this thing. We're going to stack this lineup. Well, this is what we'll do. First things first, before anything else, we'll just make promotional posters talking about all the bands that are going to be there. Then we'll start planning it out.
Okay, Scott Stapp, not Creed, just Scott Stapp.
Oh, yeah, Scott Stapp and Gavin Rossdale, not Bush, Gavin Rossdale.
Can you get just him?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're back together as Bush, but he was touring for a long time.
I think he's the only original Bush. And I think he's touring as Bush.
And just Corey Taylor.
Yeah, yeah. What we're going for. Travis, do you know that the band Saliva has like none of the guys from Saliva in it?
Yeah, because the Josie guy, he bounced.
Yeah, he's first. Not in Saliva anymore. They just have other guys going out and saying, hey, we're Saliva. We're going to sing all the Saliva songs.
Yeah, he bounced first, and I think they replaced him. And then I want to say his bass player took off, and then they replaced him. And then it was like just like the drummer left or something. And then then there's like three guys that were not originally Saliva. And then the last guy left and they're like, well, fuck you guys. We're still Saliva. And yeah, it's like a whole new roster of people.
But yeah,
it's
Saliva is definitely going to be at DubFod Stock.
WFOD's nuts.
Yeah. The guy who plays lead guitar is the only guy from the band.
Yeah, and I just want like that weird dorky looking dude from Fallout Boy that plays the guitar and writes all the songs.
Yeah, just get him to like do some instrumentals.
Yep, and I want the guy who was kicked out of Bare Naked Ladies because he went to rehab. I want him specifically.
So he went to rehab and they're like, but we want a tour. And
he's like, we're still Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, but I'm working on me. And they're like, sorry, guy.
Uh-oh. Too bad you sang three quarters of our songs. We're still going to, you know, play them.
That sounds good.
We're going to get a hologram of what's his face from Stone Temple Pilots.
Oh, Travis, could we get like a whole bunch of like how much does it cost to like rent out a hologram? I mean, we could get the Ronnie James Dio hologram.
I feel like we've gotten a lot of contacts in the last 5 years doing the program like we've been doing it. I feel like we can reach out to somebody to book some holograms.
We'll get a whole bunch of, we'll get the Whitney Houston hologram, the Dio hologram.
I was about to say kind of like the Vegas Cirque du Soleil Michael Jackson hologram.
Yeah, we're going to get the DDP hologram.
Yeah, we're going to get a whole bunch of holograms. Because they're, do you think they're cheaper? It's probably cheaper if like we get the hologram like set up. I mean, like, don't they just like, they probably just pop in a new hologram into the machine.
Right.
It's like a flash drive.
Didn't Tupac do a hologram tour?
Yeah, there's Tupac as a hologram. So that, I think you're right. I think the initial cost is what's the most, and it's that it's the machine. And then you just kind of rent the USB drives with the hologram.
Travis, can we get Alien Ant Farm at our big festival?
I don't know about them, but I bet you we could get Cowboy Mouth.
Yeah, I want Sum 41 and SR-71.
So we named all these people. Now we're going to send them a letter, and we're going to give them the date, and we're just going to say, we hope you come. And we're going to tell people it's happening.
And all these bands are coming.
And then if they don't come, then it's their fault, right?
Right, then we'll just blame the bands.
They should have came.
It's not on us.
We invited them. We put them on a poster. Like, what, did they drop out at the last minute? What the fuck's their problem?
Yeah.
It's in Maryland.
They committed to this.
Right. We sent them a letter. It was postmarked.
Delaware. I think we should do it in Delaware.
Travis, I don't know if you know this about me, but I love music lawsuits, Travis.
Oh, it's true. It's true.
Travis, there is a Christian rap band, and I know what you're saying. We haven't heard any of the Christian rap bands. It's crazy to think that anyone has heard this. Well, Travis, I will have you know, this Christian rap band was nominated for a Grammy. For the album that this song is on. Now, I'm going to play the Christian rap band, and you tell me if you can guess what song they are suing that is too similar to this song.
You know what it is? I love it.
I mean, first of all, Drug, this is pretty fire, right? We should get into some Christian rap.
Indeed.
Right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about it. Your boy's been a Christian quite a few years. Yeah. Victory in faith, but I failed in my fears. I heard a lot of words that have tickled me.
What do you think, Travis?
That's fucking awful. People listen to Christian rap?
Travis, this was nominated for a Grammy.
That's unbelievable. At least I like Skillet, and at least Skillet hides the Jesus in their good rocking roll, like rocking music. This is terrible.
Do you think that there's just not a lot of saturation in the Christian rap category?
I mean, I'd assume.
Speaking of that, I bet you we get Jars of Clay for Dub Fod.
If I could look after 40 days at the something.
That song kicks ass.
Crashing, lift me up.
Yep.
When I'm falling, lift me up.
That's a good tune. That like, at least tune. They have the decency to hide it.
They hide their Jesus. Just
right. You don't straight surface. Up be like, your boy's a Christian and he loves his Jesus.
Well, isn't POD? Jesus
yeah,
band?
POD is a Jesus band.
Right, right. Yeah, POD, they're coming. They're coming to Dub Fod stock.
Time.
Maybe we should do it underground. We'll make it like a...
Let's contract Elon Musk to dig us like a big venue.
Big tunnel concert venue.
We'll just light it with glow sticks.
Travis, that would be like cool. Like, you know, we could sell that. We'd be like, guys... This is the only place like this. Like the acoustics of mud.
Oh, it'd be like, remember that scene?
We call it
Kiefer Sutherland took Michael down and he fed him maggots and it was like really cool ambiance and like dark and weird lighting and shit. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, no, I mean, it'll be cool, guys. You might think, oh no, like we'll all go under the ground to rock. There's no way that's safe. No, it's safe. And it's just a little bit dirty, you know?
We can call it Brown Rocks Amphitheater.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
It's dark and kind of spooky, but the sound.
And the best part about it is motherfuckers can't be on their cell phones for the entire show, right? There's no service.
And the 5-0, they're not gonna do nothing. The 5-0 has no jurisdiction under the ground.
Right. Plus we close the hatch, they can't get in.
You can pass the Ducci to the left hand side, Travis. Pass the Ducci, you know what I'm saying? No.
Pass it to the right hand side. There's no rules here.
So that shitty Christian rap song we just listened to, that
yes,
group,
terrible.
They are called Flame, and that song is called Joyful Noise. And not only did they sue a successful pop artist, they won the other day. They won.
We have a case of somebody winning?
Yes, they won. That's what the news came out was.
Unbelievable.
Like a jury of their peers said, oh yeah, they're too similar.
The amount has not been disclosed though.
Was it for the beat or was it the message of their song?
It's the beat, Travis.
Would you like to hear it again?
No, please. This is the song that apparently copied the Christian rap band.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Katy Perry, Juicy J. Let's rage.
I knew you were gonna come to me. Here you are, but you better choose.
And it's funny.
Do you hear it? Because I sure as shit don't. I don't hear it.
It's different. It's a different sound.
And, you know, the different beat tempo, is kind of the different. Same. There's all kinds of things different about it.
Right. The beat is kind of the same, but the all pop rap shit.
Well, it's funny too because you heard what their defense was, right?
What?
I've never heard of this trash band or trash song before. How could I copy it if I've never heard it?
Well,
right. I mean, is Katy Perry driving around in her car listening to Christian rap?
Well, and also to be fair though, Katy Perry doesn't write any of her shit. So
true. So I guess
the
you can
producers
throw it out.
Probably heard it.
Yeah, I mean, like she showed up and they probably said, "Hey, we got this song for you to do."
Yeah, sing this, and we're going to put a bunch of beats and shit behind it and also have you accompanied by some rap guy.
we'll find one.
We got this
TBD.
We got this juicy guy that'll make you hip with the kids.
But we're not sure if it's Juicy J or Juicy James. Like, there's two different guys. We got offers out to both.
Soon it's going to be that Nas X or whatever the hell his name is.
He just set a record for
17 weeks.
Yeah.
He's come a long way from us talking about him being cut out of the country Billboard charts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. That song has been for 17 consecutive weeks been number one. The record before that was set by Mariah Carey and Boys to Men. That One Sweet Day song. That's how long
I love that song.
95, I think I heard today.
Fuck yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's my jam, dude. I love the One Sweet Day.
Oh.
I knew that was a... Oh. Such a fucking soulful jam.
Would you say that song fucks, Travis?
Oh, God, that song fucks. But at a funeral, right? Like, not in the bedroom.
Dark Horse, Travis, has seven songwriters. Katy Perry being one of them, but a whole lot of other people.
Well, and probably they just put Katy Perry on there for her ego to be like, yeah, sure, you gave us some input. Right. None of those people do anything with their own music.
So seven songwriters and three producers. So I guess you really only got to prove that one of them has listened to some Christian rap.
And that'd probably be pretty easy to do.
Or you know what? Maybe now this list of songwriters includes the Christian rap guys.
And did this Christian rap group win because they opened this case in like Alabama or something? Like, because most of these are filed in California.
I know.
And like, there's some like weird podunk Alabama judge that's like, yep, sounds the same to me.
Sounds the same to me. Ooh, I love that, Jesus.
Hippity hoppity shit.
Travis, you going to the weekend thing this weekend?
My flashback weekend is this weekend. I am so insanely excited. I can't flip and wait. It's just a few short days away. I leave Friday morning for my wondrous solo trip to Chicago. It's very exciting.
So how many of these hours will you remember this weekend?
Oh, I remember most of them. I try to keep it under control just because I am solo, you know, 4 or 5 hours away from home.
You have no friends there.
There's only one. I make friends. I always make friends at this thing. That's the thing about this convention is that I never run out of people to talk to because people are having such a good time and everybody's there for the same reason. I did have one, not last time, but the time before where I did hang out with some people. I maybe did drink a little bit too much. I maybe did puff on a little bit of the devil's lettuce.
Somebody handed you the Ducci from the left-hand side, Travis?
Somebody passed the Ducci actually from the right-hand side after I've been drinking all day. And we were Ducciing in the parking garage, and I couldn't figure out how to get back to the hotel. And somehow we both got separated, and I was on the other side of the hotel, like completely blasted and was like panicking drunk and like leaning against like a building being like, oh, my God, I can't get lost in Chicago. The only thing that saved me was the fact that I saw like the tower of the hotel that said Crown Plaza on the outside really high up. And I was able to just kind of like, it was like the North Star. I just kind of navigated towards the thing that said Crown Plaza and somehow stumbled my way back to my room. That was a little rough, but no, usually I keep it under control just because I don't want things like that happening.
You gotta get some baby gates, some Travis baby gates to make sure you don't wander too far away.
Right. One of those like invisible fence. Yeah. Shock collar. Like
shock collar. Please. Somebody shock me here if I get too far away. Yeah. Cause I don't stray off the grounds, right? Like it's at the Crown Plaza. The convention is in the Crown Plaza and that's where my room is too. That's where all the celebrities stay. They actually just, I think I told you they opened that Caddyshack restaurant. So now they have like multiple bars and restaurants in that hotel. So there's literally no reason for me to leave for 3 days and I don't. So
what's a Caddyshack? Yeah. It's like a themed restaurant, Travis?
Yeah, it's the second Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant, the first being in Florida. And then this one they opened up, I believe, early last year, 2018, and it's connected right to the hotel, and it's got all Caddyshack memorabilia and Caddyshack themed.
I was about to say, I would assume it's like like a Dick Clark's American Bandstand or
It's a Caddyshack themed venue.
Planet Hollywood or
Bill Murray and all of his brothers did the grand opening for the place and all that kind of stuff too. And actually, what's really exciting, I thought, and kind of fun, is that the Caddyshack restaurant actually creates a separate menu for Flashback Weekend where it's all horror themed menu.
Mike and I saw one of Bill Murray's brothers at an improv show.
Was it Joel?
I think it was, yeah.
From God Bless America?
Yeah.
Bobcat Goldthwait movie?
Yeah. That was fun.
Nice.
So
he's great.
They have like Rodney Dangerfield's pants framed hanging up on the wall probably.
I mean, I'd assume you like Chevy Chase's golf glove or something.
His pants while you eat a sandwich.
Eat a $14 cheeseburger.
Because look, it's called the Bill Murray Experience.
Look over there. It's Rodney Dangerfield's pants.
And that's just the standard cheeseburger. If you want, that, you know, like fancy shit, it's going to be closer to 20.
Yeah. And that beer will be $12.50.
We went. There was a Planet Hollywood in St. Louis downtown. And we went one time, and we were like, "Oh, neat! It's a jacket that Freddie Mercury wore once."
I walked into a Planet Hollywood one time, and they had the motorcycle. It was at the Mall of America, and they actually had the motorcycle that Arnold Schwarzenegger rode in T2 hanging from the ceiling.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I was like, hey, that's cool, but also I don't need your $25 milkshake.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why one's cool and one's not, Travis, but that is cool.
It was very cool.
I talk shit about it, but I'm a sucker for all that stuff. I'll look at Rodney Dangerfield.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure our Planet Hollywood had some actually cool stuff in it.
Yeah.
The problem with Planet Hollywood, and I don't know if yours was similar to this one, but they put the menu almost at like the hostess stand, so you can look at the menu before you get seated. And we glanced at the menu and we're like, I'm not paying $18 for a Reuben sandwich where I also have to pay for the fries to be added to.
Right.
Yeah. Walk like, the fuck out.
Reuben sandwich.
We went to Hooters.
With no sides.
Yeah. Sauerkraut extra.
Oh, boy.
That's probably why Planet Hollywood doesn't exist anymore, right?
I think we went there on our eighth grade field trip, so.
Travis, be sure to take lots of pictures. We got to see all of the. You gotta share them on the gram.
All the hoopla, all the ba-ba-ba.
We gotta.
I don't think I've posted to Instagram since the last time 2 years ago that I went to this thing. So yeah, I'm all about it.
I'll post them on Twitter, Travis. I'll share them on
Facebook,
the gram.
whatever.
Right. The people need to see what old Hustlin' Hulse is up to.
I'll take a picture of the funky costume people because there's always some amazing Freddy Kruegers, like some very interesting ones, like. You know, Freddy Krueger like dressed up like a chef for like one kill in Friday or Nightmare on Elm Street Part 5. And there's always like a Freddy Krueger chef in there, you know, or he dressed up like Super Freddy for like 10 seconds in Part 5. Somebody will always be there as that. So there's always good costumes. And then quote unquote celebrities will be there. So, yeah, I'll definitely take pictures. Like I said, I'm hoping to talk to Bruce Campbell and maybe Sam Raimi, but I'm sure they're going to have them behind barbed wire.
Yeah, just call them both up. Just be like, hey, Sam, when you coming on the show?
Sam, yeah, hey, I got a podcast.
Yeah, he'll recognize you. He'll be like, oh, any day now, T-Rav, you know?
Yeah. Bruce Campbell, I got a podcast, like probably 700 other attendees here.
I don't know if you've gotten this request recently, Bruce, but I'd love it if you were a guest on my podcast. And he'll say, you know?
Yeah, we need to get you some business cards.
Nobody's ever asked before.
Exactly. I'd probably get Tony Todd if I bought him a drink, like, right? Buy him a drink at the bar and just like set my phone out there and be like, so Tone. How's the Candyman life treating you, right?
So Tone, let's talk about 9/11. Drunk, do you have what you'd say is like a pick of the week?
Sure.
Something you want the people to know about, Drunk?
Pick of the week is Underground Concerts and Dub FodCon.
Drunk, I'm telling you. Like He's dug all those holes. And Underground belongs to no one. It's just there. It's there for the taking. We'll take some Casper mattresses down there, Drunk.
Sattva.
Travis, what are those sheets that they always advertise on podcasts and say that the presidents all sleep on these sheets?
Oh, the sheiks?
They're all like, oh, these are the best sheets, and they should be $2,000, but we're only selling them for $300, and all the presidents sleep on them. They're such good fucking sheets, you won't believe how good these sheets are. We're advertising them on podcasts.
Listen to me. Unless there's imprints of He-Man and Skeletor on those bastards, I don't want them.
I'm more of a New Kids on the Block guy myself.
Oh, I'd love to sleep on Donnie's face.
you get them lots of plants, Travis. You get indoor plants, like succulents. You know what I'm saying? Like little plants that kind of look like a... octopus tentacles.
Maybe some cacti.
You give them a whole shelf of them, and you just say, guys, look, it's like being outside. You got indoor plants out here.
Hey, put little grow lamps on them.
Right. You have like a nice LCD screen with some really nice backgrounds.
Some nice vistas.
What about lava lamps?
Yeah, lava lantern. I mean, you can,
black light
you
posters.
Can make it real homey because, like, the real estate costs nothing, Travis.
No, of course.
We will charge rent for these places, and they're just down there. It's under the ground. We didn't have to pay for that land. It's ours. We took it. We got to buy the land that the elevator is on.
I feel like you're probably going to get a lot of potheads that would be into it, because it'd be a lot easier to grow without being stumbled upon in your underground hut.
Like, we could just make new America down there, Travis.
Like a sea land?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
We're not incorporated by your government.
Right.
We're under the earth.
Yeah, new America under the ground. No cops are going down there. It's not their area.
Oh, it's not their jurisdiction. We have our own police force, so stay out.
Yeah, but I mean, like, our police force, I mean, they don't, like, give you tickets for just, like, bullshit. You
know, for, like, Travis? Bullying or anything.
No. I mean, like, they'll give you tickets, like, if you're, like, doing graffiti or something. Like, don't graffiti.
No, they're gonna give you tickets for not partying hard enough.
That's right. It'll be the party police, Travis. That's my pick of the week. It's the party police. Woo!
Party foul.
You know what I'm saying, Travis? Party police.
Hey, here's a six-pack of Zimas. You guys ain't having enough of a good time.
All right, Travis, pick of the week.
Travis, pick all right, Travis has got a serious pick of the week this week. The Boys on Amazon Prime.
This show
is fucking amazing.
Is it really good?
The commercials didn't reel me in.
It's so good. The commercials didn't reel me in either, but this thing is amazing. I've never read, this is actually one of the few graphic novel series that is being adapted that I haven't read. But I gotta say, everybody in the cast does an amazing job. It's in a world where superheroes are kind of controlled by corporate entities. And there's an incident that propels this one guy to get sucked into this world of this underground world to try to figure out, you know, how seedy these superheroes are, to try to take them out, to try to expose them for the assholes they are. There's some very painful watches. There's actually one episode in particular that I won't spoil, but it involves saving an airplane that was very, very difficult to watch. But overall, this
show
is...
Why was it difficult to watch, Travis?
It's just rough. You're going to have to watch it for yourself. I'm not going to spoil anything here. It's just the superheroes go up to save this airplane and it just doesn't go like it should go. It's just kind of a tough watch. But this show is amazing. It's violent. There's an F-bomb every few words.
Titties.
There's titties in there. There's gore.
Great.
There's people exploding into like just balls of guts and shit. It is fucking amazing. Check out Boys on Amazon Prime.
The Boys.
I got one episode left. I'm going to finish it right after we're done.
Cranking right through them, huh?
Yeah, I got one. Yeah, I watched most of them this weekend, and then I've been parsing them out, and tonight will be my last one right after we record here.
Guys, I mean, we did it.
We did it.
We fucking did it.
You'll have my full con report next Tuesday from Flashback Weekend in Rosemont, Illinois.
Looking forward to
If you're to going
the...
to this, please contact me, and I'll buy a drink.
Yeah, if you're in Chicago, you call Travis and you say, "Hey, Travis.
Hey, I'll buy you a drink over at the Murray Brothers Caddyshack restaurant at the Crown Plaza Rosemont. Maybe I'll even buy you one of those Barmen burgers, right?
Barmen?
Varmint.
The varmint, you know, like the Bill Murray was trying to get that goddamn gopher out of there. He was always calling him a varmint.
Travis, I got some fucking gophers. I bought some stuff. I think it made him more rambunctious.
It probably turned him into the Hulk of gophers, right?
Yeah.
Like gamma powder.
Yeah, like I bought stuff at Lowe's, and it isn't working worth a shit. Crap, Travis, I hate it.
Fuck that Lowe's.
Fucking gophers. You stay above ground where I can see you, and I'm going to fight you. I'll fight you to the death. Drunk, we had fun. Well, take us out, big guy. Take us out.
We always have fun. I got to poop.
Tonight. Of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.